Hi, my name is Lauren. I am a student at TCC. I'll be interviewing Ruth, who is an ESL student that attends TCC. Today, I want to learn what it's like being an ESL student at TCC. This interview will be about 30 minutes long. If you agree to all the terms and conditions, this interview will be available through the Oklahoma State University Archives. Thank you so much, Ruth, for joining me today.
Hey, you're welcome.
Okay, how are you doing today?
I'm fine.
That's good. I'm glad you're doing good. When is your birthday and how old are you?
Oh, I'm 44 and my birthday is April 28 and 1977.
What do you usually do throughout your day?
Today?
What do you usually do out there, like a normal day? Like.
Oh. It's complicated, but usually I start here early in the morning to take class in the class, and when I finally my class, I go to Maine Medical Services. Mm-hmm. It's an organization that they work to help pregnancy women. Mm-hmm. And I volunteer in those places, and I give some counseling and Bible study, and I help to connect some places that they can help the lady.
How did you get into volunteering there?
Oh, I came in 2020, mm-hmm. when I graduated from Bible school, Rio Grande. Mm-hmm. I applied to internship, mm-hmm. and here in Tulsa, and I did my internship for 1 year, but later last year I applied to continue to study, mm-hmm. because in that moment I discovered that I need to improve my English, and for that reason I continue to volunteer. My internship is finished, but I taken a decision to continue because I help Hispanic clients, especially with the Hispanic people.
Do you like it?
I love it. Yeah, that's it's good. My passion.
Why did you choose to attend TCC?
Because when I looking for some school to learn English, I discover that TCC has the program that I need, mm-hmm. like writing, reading, speak, listening, and you know, in grammar, because it's difficult for me.
Yeah.
And also I receive good information and a lot of opportunity that I can speak really good English.
What is your major here? What did you choose to major in?
Here at TCC?
Yeah.
I'm studying for English, second language. Yeah.
Do you like learning about it?
Yes, because I want to speak really good English, not only for her Hispanic people. Mm-hmm. It's for her all the people that speak English too. Mm-hmm. And also I think that in every country, mm-hmm. The people speak English.
Yes.
Yeah.
How many semesters have you attended TCC?
This is my second semester.
Oh, this is only your second. How long have you been like in Tulsa?
This is my second year.
Okay.
Yeah.
What classes are you taking right now?
I speak. Yeah.
Have you taken any other classes? Like
yes, this morning I took like a reading, mm-hmm. and listening, and this time speak. Yeah.
Do you like all your classes?
Yes, I love it. The only difficult for me is writing and a little grammar, but
yes.
I try. It's hard, but I need to work.
Yes.
Yeah.
What do you plan on doing like after you get done here at TCC?
When I graduated from mm-hmm. here, I planning to continue in Tulsa, mm-hmm. and help people Yeah, I think Tulsa has a big community.
Yes.
And has a lot of necessity mm-hmm. with the people, especially in the area counseling. Mm-hmm. Because I studied before in my country and psychology, and also I have a master here in United States in family therapy. Yeah. And I, in Bible school, Rio Grande, I got a major that Bible study and Mission International. So, yeah. And also I went to get married in April 30.
Did you say you have a thing in psychology? Like a...
Before in my country. Oh, and wow. I got a master in Miami.
Oh.
Yeah, with a family and therapy family. Yeah, this is for that reason I heard people in the main medical services uh-huh. because I heard in the area Bible study and counseling. Yes. Yeah.
Are you going to transfer to another college after TCC, or do you just plan on after you're done with TCC?
No, I only transfer my credit from Bible School Rio mm-hmm. Grande when I graduated.
Oh, okay.
And I try to apply here at TCC. I transfer my credit okay. in this school.
Okay. Is TCC what you thought it would be? Is there...
Can you repeat again, please?
Is TCC like what you thought it would be? Is it like different than what you thought it would be like?
Yes, TCC is different because here I'm studying language.
Mm-hmm.
But in Rio Grande Bible School, I study a Bible
yeah.
and I prepare how can I work with people in different countries, like mm-hmm. a mission and like some organization too. So, and it's really different. And also yeah. in Rio Grande is, they prepare how you can help and they cancel it too, mm-hmm. but with Bible, yes. you know, but here in TCC is only language.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Are you involved in any school activities at TCC?
No, because my life is a little busy.
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, but sometimes when they have some activity in the school, mm-hmm. I go, and but I yeah. don't got any program here yes. because I'm busy.
How much schooling did you do while you were in the Dominican Republic?
Oh, I was two time, and so I was involved in my college
mm-hmm.
When I studied psychology, I involved in the a group that we can help students
mm-hmm.
And I made some activity that a student was involved in oh, yes. you know, so in Rio Grande Bible School too. I involved in different activity like help some church.
Yeah.
Yeah. But in this area in Tulsa, no, I only involved in main medical services.
Yeah.
For volunteer, but yeah. No. Yeah.
Is the education different like in the Dominican Republic as it is in here? Like, is there a lot of differences?
Yes, it's
it?
Really different. So in the Dominican, the education, I was to study in privacy school.
Mm-hmm.
So it's really expensive.
Yeah.
And, but they has a different program. Yeah. In Dominican, they has a program that you can study at night, not in the morning.
Oh.
For example, when I started to study, yeah. my class was start at 5 p.m. at 10 p.m.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, because, you know, a lot of people is work.
Yeah.
And they don't have, they have other school, but mm-hmm. it's really expensive and you can yeah. take class in the morning. And mm-hmm. also they have class Saturday.
Yeah.
Yes, it's really different, the education.
Did you like take your classes in the evening? Is that when you took yours? Or
before in Dominican, yes.
Okay.
Because it's the only opportunity that has to study. So, but here in United States, usually when I was in Bible school, I took my class at 7:30 at 2 p.m. and later got some area to work inside the school. You know, and here it's 2, we start at 9, at 2:20. But I think it's good because, you know, at 9, it's difficult, you feel tired and not paying more attention. But
Do you go to school part-time or full-time?
Part-time.
Part-time.
You say in the past or now?
Oh, now.
No, no. It's, I think it's part-time because I'm inside 9 a.m. at 2:20 every day. So Monday and Thursday. I have 5 class.
Oh, wow. Do you work anywhere besides volunteering at the...
No. No, I only was volunteering in medical services, but I no work because I can't work. I only a student.
Yeah. Do you have any family here?
Yes, in New York.
I has my
sister, and my aunt, my uncle, and I has a cousin too.
Do you so the family that lives here, do you live with them, talk to them?
I live with myself.
Okay. Do you see them a lot or?
Yes, I saw them last year. I went to Philadelphia and New York, but this year no. You know, because last year was the COVID growing and
Do you still have a lot of family out in like in the Dominican Republic still?
No, I usually saw my family by Facebook or WhatsApp, but they's in Dominican.
Do you have, when was the last time like that you were out and like in the Dominican Republic?
I has 5 years I no visit them because in 2019 I went to French to visit my two sisters and Germany. But when I want to try, the COVID come and I stay here.
What would your dream job be like after you graduate?
After graduated the TCC, so I'm planning to continue in medical services and maybe I can apply it in other places that I can help you for translate maybe. You know, in Tulsa they has a lot of places that they need some people to, especially I think the in the department for human help? I don't know what it or maybe some area that I can help you to translate or maybe her to cancel it.
So do you plan on staying in Tulsa and working for
the... Yes, because I wish to get married in April 30 because I, my fiance, I has my fiance, like, we has 1 year, so, and we prepare our wedding. Oh my goodness, this is a stress for me at this time because I has a school, I heard a man, and I planning my wedding in my church. This is crazy. But yes, but my plan is to help people.
In the, whenever you were in the Dominican Republic living there, did you also do like the medical while you were there too?
Yes, I was to work in my church with children. I don't know if you listen about Compassion International. Compassion International is an organization that they can help children and work with them. So, and I work for 10 years with them. And also I was to work with some family about some orientation, some counseling, and give Bible study too.
Is that something you have always liked doing, like growing up, like as a child, did you like?
Can you repeat again, please?
Like growing up, is that something you like doing too, or did you just start doing it?
I don't know. So usually, I like to help, especially when the children is young, and I love my country and help children and here too. But it depends.
Yeah.
But I don't know. It's my passion to help people. So
Whenever you came to the United States, did you feel welcomed?
Yes.
When you did come?
Yes. I don't know how can I explain that, because I was here in United States in 2007, and I was a little tiny, and I was here with some ministry too when I graduated from a school in Argentina. Mm-hmm. I'm sorry, I have a lot of in my life. But my first time when I came in United States, I only remember happy face.
Yes.
And people say welcome, and that's time I don't understand. But if the people say, but I know one lady that she was the one that gave me lesson that I can communicate with the people. But I never has a problem here. I know wonderful people.
Yes.
So I don't know what other people think about. But you know, I feel and this time, like, I have a family here.
Yes.
So I don't know, I'm Dominican and my family is in Dominican. But when someone doing the same question,
yes,
I respond, I'm so happy. I only know wonderful people.
Yes.
And they help and give me opportunity that I can learn. So
I'm really glad.
I know.
So is voting important to you? Do you participate in, like, the elections here in the United States?
Okay, can you repeat again?
Voting. So do you, like, participate in any type of elections in the United States? Or is that something that is important to you?
I never think about that, because maybe, I don't know, in the future.
Yes.
Maybe. Because, you know, now I'm a student and later resident, I don't know.
Yes.
But I think it's really important that the people can take a decision that select who is a leader in the country. Because if the country has a good leader and the country has a wonderful people.
Yes.
If the country don't have good leader, they don't be the good people.
Yeah.
And we can see in this time, you know, when the countries is fine.
Yes.
You know.
Do you celebrate the holidays here?
Yes, and my favorite is July. I think it is 6th July and the Independence Day. Yeah, I love it when I say the fireworks in the sky and the people.
Yes.
Yeah.
Are the holidays different in the United States than they are in the Dominican?
Yes. For example, in the Holy Week, I don't know how it is the name here in the United States, but it's in the Holy Week that remind that Jesus dies in a cross. In Dominican, oh my goodness, it's really different. So, in the Holy Week, the people got a vacation and everybody go to the beach.
Oh, wow.
And they make swim bean. And the family was good together, and some family transportation to other city for a stay together eat swim bean. It's the tradition to eat swim bean. Yeah.
Do you have a favorite holiday?
Yes.
What's that favorite holiday?
Christmas. But Christmas. My favorite is here in the United States because you receive a lot of gifts. Yes. But in Dominican, it's really different.
Mm-hmm.
In Dominican, they celebrate a special dinner in December 24. And everybody is in the family to eat chicken, pork, the different kind of food. But in December 25, the people need to use new clothes.
Oh, yes.
But don't receive any gift.
Oh.
But in United States, and the 25, Christmas Day, everybody is happy and opening
presents.
Oh, my goodness. I like it because I receive a lot of presents.
Yes. Do you have any, like, goals? Are goals important to you?
Yes. Every day working myself to be a good person and help people, but especially no good person for myself. I want to be a good person for Jesus because he lived in my life and I want to follow him. And I want to help people.
Yeah. Do you have any hobbies?
Yes.
What are those hobbies?
Peekaboo. Yes, it's my favorite. And also, in Dominican, I never play peekaboo. I know this here in United States, so it's my favorite.
Do you do it like a lot outside? Like
yes, I do one day a week.
Oh,
today,
wow.
Every Tuesday, the 6 p.m. at 8 p.m.
Oh,
I
get
2 hours.
What are some popular hobbies in the Dominican Republic?
Baseball, basketball, volleyball, and soccer.
Did you participate in any of those?
Yes, when I was young, like 17, I used to play soccer and I used to play volleyball.
Did you enjoy doing it?
Yes.
Did your goals or hobbies change whenever you moved to the United States or did they stay the same?
Yes. When I was in Bible school, I only used to play a little time volleyball.
Mm-hmm.
When I moved to Tulsa, I'm looking for something that I can play volleyball, but in my church, one of the lady invite me to play pickleball, and I say I never played. How you can do?
Yes.
So and I learning. Yeah.
Do you use any like social media, apps?
Yes.
Yeah.
I use Facebook. Sometimes I don't have a lot of time to anytime. I only use for and I has Instagram and WhatsApp is the only I has.
In the Dominican Republic, was like social media a popular thing?
Facebook and Instagram.
Yes.
And WhatsApp, because the people anytime use WhatsApp, it's cheaper. If you have internet in your house, you can call some people.
Through like social media and stuff, do you stay in touch with people from the Dominican Republic?
Can you repeat again, please?
Through like social media, do you still stay in touch with your friends or family in the Dominican Republic?
Yes, I like it because I can communicate with them. For example, to call Dominican by phone is really expensive.
Yes.
But I don't need to pay nothing because I talk with my family every day.
Yes.
And I can see them. And it's easy.
Yes. Sorry, I'm trying to think of something else. Other questions? The way, so the like the phone usage in the United States, is that like different than it is in the Dominican Republic? No. Or is it just like all the...
No, it's the same. Also, in Dominican, they have wonderful phone. Sometimes, yeah, sometimes they buy for Amazon, or sometimes some family can come to United States, buy phone and bring. And if you, for example, my niece say, I say, when I go to visit you in Dominican, what you want? I want a phone. I want the iPhone. Yeah. Said, because in Dominican it's expensive. Yeah. But the people has a wonderful phone.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Mm-hmm. I didn't know if it was like different, like is, I didn't know if social media, because it's a really popular thing in the United States. I didn't know if that was different there, if it was as popular, or people use it as much.
I think it's because Dominican has a big influence from United States.
Yeah.
So usually in my country, the education change because they has United States influence.
Yes.
Then, for example, before in the school, they only, the student go to the school 8 at 12 and the 2 p.m. at 5. But now, no. They go to the school at 7:45 a.m. at 3 p.m.
Oh,
they send that United States.
Yeah.
And also, before, the school don't use food. But now the school use food because it's the program that United States, not our program, you know, so.
Well, thank you so much for talking to me today. Do you have any questions or anything?
No.
Anything you want to add? Okay.
No, I only see, I ask you if you understand.
Yes. Yes. Thank you for actually talking to me today.